Ce lundi matin à Auburn, dans la banlieue ouest de Sydney, on a l'impression d'être un dimanche. Les devantures de la plupart des magasins sont fermées et il n'y a presque personne dans les rues, si ce n'est un attroupement sous une tente où on peut faire un test Covid. Depuis ce matin, dans ce quartier, et comme au total dans 8 municipalités à Sydney, l'armée prête main forte à la police pour faire respecter le confinement. Une initiative qui ne plaît pas du tout à Richard, en chemin pour faire des courses.
The army has a purpose. It is not to supervise, regulate the citizens.
Le maire de Cumberland, où se trouve Auburn, est du même avis. Ce qui agace le plus Steve Christou, c'est l'impression que ses administrés sont traités moins bien que les habitants d'autres quartiers plus huppés de Sydney.
Look, we are absolutely disgusted by this decision because first and foremost, the state government has lost all control of the situation. When you get suburbs like the eastern suburbs that are more wealthier and affluent, that are suffering the same COVID cases, yet they're not in lockdown, and Western Sydney residents are targeted, that's our issue. We don't deserve to have extra police presence, mounted horseback police, being told we can't leave our houses for more than 5 kilometres, and now the army coming into our suburbs as of today, it's disgraceful. The army is there to defend its people, not to be used against it.
Steve Christou précise également la particularité de ses administrés. Il craint que certains d'entre eux, au passé lourd, soient traumatisés par la présence de militaires dans les rues.
60% of the residents that live at Cumberland City Council were born overseas. A great majority of them have fled wars and are from refugee backgrounds. Not all of them have had a pleasant experience with the army. The army in Australia is very different. It's a national symbol, it's there to defend its people. However, for our residents that have escaped these war-torn countries, it will trigger some memories for them that are not pleasant. And that's the reality. And why, if you're going to bring in the army, bring it in across New South Wales.
Leslie a pensé exactement la même chose quand elle a constaté ce week-end une présence policière renforcée à Maryland, où elle habite.
On the weekend, I could hear the helicopters going over my apartment. And for me, this isn't a trigger, but I imagine for many other people to hear this noise could be a trigger of something negative from their past. And that could have an effect on some people.
Mais beaucoup d'autres, en revanche, voient cette intervention militaire d'un bon œil. C'est le cas, par exemple, d'Elie.
I have no problem with it. I really don't, because they're there to protect us. Because this is an invisible issue that we can't see. And so for some people who don't believe it, at least there's someone there to prevent them from behaving in the wrong way.
Sagar, qui lui est d'Auburn, y est également favorable. Il pense que des mesures plus strictes permettront de sortir plus vite du confinement et de lever plus vite également les restrictions.
It's good anyway because too much COVID is, you know, like especially the Delta, and we have to comply with the safety. You know, like I think the government is trying their best because if we toughen now, very short time maybe we can open the, you know, the lockdown restrictions.
Précisons enfin que les 300 soldats appelés en renfort ne participent pas seulement à des opérations de contrôle, ils distribuent également de la nourriture aux indigents, ainsi que des masques et du gel hydroalcoolique. Par ailleurs, après avoir passé toute une matinée à Auburn, Maryland et Lidcombe, nous n'avons pas croisé un seul militaire. Il faut dire que 300 hommes, pour couvrir un territoire de plus de 1200 km², ça n'est au final pas beaucoup.